Kim is undead. Ugh. I'll give you that one. That, yeah, that's hard to read in a hashtag. It was like, Kim Jong Un dead. It's like, wait, is he not dead? Oh, no, it's because his last name is Un. Okay. Anyway, so let's get to the, we have a 2-minute clip here talking from experts in South Korea are talking about the North Korea issue. I want you guys to listen to this just to hear the talking points. It's going to be, well, he's reclusive, well, we don't have sources, and all these other things pushed out by China and South Korea. So let's take a listen to it. It's from CBS News here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lana Zack. There are new questions about the health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after his absence from Army Day celebrations in North Korea on Saturday. This is the second major holiday that the Supreme Leader has missed in recent weeks. On April 11, state-run media released images of Kim holding a coronavirus planning meeting. 4 days later, Kim was uncharacteristically absent during one of the most sacred holidays in North Korea, missing the Day of the Sun celebrations, which honor the late grandfather and founder of North Korea, Kim Il-sung. So in his absence, rumors have circulated about the Supreme Leader's health. Some have even questioned if the North Korean leader is still alive. So for more on this, I want to bring in Alex Ward. He's a staff writer at Vox covering international security and defense issues. Alex, we know that Kim has pre-existing health issues. What are you hearing is the latest on his health and well-being?
So we're still in the rumor phase. That said, there are reports that there may be Chinese medical officials coming into North Korea to perhaps consult on his health status. But the rumors are really everywhere at this point. They range from he's just fine and recovering at a nearby facility, that he's gravely ill and maybe on the verge of death, and even that he is dead. And so it's really hard to know right now. It's all speculation. But at the moment, the notion of, oh, he may be in real trouble, that seems to have dissipated more in recent days.
Well, North Korean media has been extremely tight-lipped about the status of Kim. Some outlets have even gone as far as publishing some of his old statements in an effort to maintain a sense of normalcy. Can you tell us and explain to our viewers why we're so in the dark about what's actually going on there?
So a couple of reasons. The first would be that intelligence is really hard to come by in North Korea. And so even though the United States intelligence officials I speak to say, we're doing okay, we have enough stuff, it is always really hard to know the inner workings of the Kim regime, and especially his health and who's around him. The other is the culture of the secrecy in the country. Every piece of information is tightly controlled. There's a large propaganda campaign. A lot of what comes out of the country is based on rumor. And so it's hard to confirm really anything, especially something as tightly guarded as the leader's health. So between a lack of information and the way North Korea actually operates, it's just really hard to get a sense of what's going on in that country.
And then they go on. It's another 7 minutes of him pretty much giving that exact same answer. One thing they won't tell you that's newer in North Korea, it's about 6.5 million cell phones in North Korea. While that may not seem like a lot, information can get outside of the tightly controlled narrative that the North Koreans try to put down. Now, we have this article. We have a couple articles we're going to go through. I'll give you the headlines on a couple of them. Just to give you an idea of how the Western media is worshiping the ushering in of Kim Il-sung. And somebody asked in the chat, crusadechannel.com/chat, what about the wife? This would most likely, not most likely, let me tell you, this would fall under the you're not blood, you don't count, right? You don't have the blood of the Kim dynasty flowing in you, so you can just take a backseat. We're not going to kill you. You're fine. Whatever. Go away. But you have no claim to the throne. All right? You have no claim. Now, there is an older brother of Kim and of both Kim Jong-un and Kim Yo-jong. But he's kind of an effeminate nobody who doesn't want anything to do. Ooh, it's all icky and yucky. I don't want to do any of this. Ooh, violence. And so whatever Kim wants to do, Kim can run the country. It's fine. So you have that. But first headline here from thetelegraph.uk. Don't be seduced as the worst woke commies are by North Korea's Kim Yo-jong. Then we have from the Daily Mirror. Kim Jong-un will be accepted as the next leader of North Korea regardless of her gender. A totalitarian expert, Professor Natasha Lindenstad, who's a woman, shaka, only because she's like, oh, they'll totally accept a woman, says the woman, because their families are viewed as gods in the country. Here's the problem with that. The men are viewed as gods in the country. Okay? Super patriarchal in North Korea. And you can have the Kim dynasty coalesce around Kim Yo-jong. You can have a lot of the military coalesce around her. All you need is one general to get to lead a counter protest or a counter coup or a claim to the throne. And then you're going to have civil unrest between these two. Because here's the problem with Kim Yo-jong. She is insane. She has grown up in the worst family you can grow up in as far as trying to get attention for what you're doing or trying to get daddy's love for a much more baseline. The people who are looking at her, this article from the Daily Mirror, Chris Hughes, let's just read this for my, the sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is lying in wait to seize power if her sibling dies. Kim Yo-jong could be even more ruthless than her brother has been during his 8-year rule. Why? Because let's say she does win some kind of civil conflict, some kind of challenge to the throne, if you will. What do you think she's going to do? Do you think she's going to be merciful? Or do you think she's going to clamp down hard to, in the words of Eric Cartman, respect my daughter? She will have no mercy. No mercy to anybody. And we're not really talking about a group of people in the Kims that are merciful to begin with. But Professor Natasha Lindenstad says that they will just accept her. I'm sorry, I don't have a degree in totalitarian regimes, Natasha, but I don't believe it. And I'll talk about that more in a second. Let me talk to you about Foundations Restored, a Catholic Perspective on Creation, which you can get at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Like I said before, it's a 17-DVD or streaming episode event that you can get at crusadechannel.com/Adam. You can sample the first 2 episodes for free at crusadechannel.com/Adam, where you can learn in this visually stunning presentation of PhD-level material how to refute all the modernist errors that result from evolution. I mean, you've already watched every show you could. You might as well learn yourself some stuff. CrusadeChannel.com/Adam. CrusadeChannel.com/Adam. Now, this woman, Professor Lindenstad, supposedly has a degree. She's a professor, and she legitimately says, I don't believe that her being a woman will weaken her position if she takes over. I would like to ask Professor Lindenstad how much time she's spent in North Korea. Because I haven't spent a lot of time in North Korea, but I'm pretty sure they're not just going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, we only take men for a leader, but now you woman leader, okay. No. Nope. you have to understand the generational brainwashing that has taken place. Not only that, let's bring this down to another level. We have the generational brainwashing that's taken place. Let's look at another angle. Do you think, listener of the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, that every single one of the military commanders will listen to her? What about men within the aristocratic class? Because there is a very wealthy aristocratic class within North Korea. Who know that she will stomp people out who challenge her, who could absolutely upend their very comfortable way of life. I don't think for a second that she would be openly accepted by everybody. I don't think for a second she would. So we transition to this article by Julia Bihard of the Telegraph.UK. Don't be seduced as North Korea's woke commies are by the worst woke commies, by North Korea's Kim Jong-un. North Korea has for 70 plus years of his experience been led by three generations of madmen. But if the current international media is to be believed, that's about to change. With Kim Jong-un's health in question, the world has been looking to the next leader with a lot of the hubbub pointed towards Kim's younger sister. Yeah, she's been a public presence and made speeches, and she's been the focus. She's always been with Kim, but I think that's more for family unity. Once again, I am not an expert in totalitarian regimes like the professor is. But I do understand that if you have three generations of being indoctrinated in a patriarchal society, and then one day, out of nowhere, it shifts, and it's like, yes, I know, it's an Asian accent. It's not a Chinese accent. It's an Asian accent. Oh, yeah, now we have woman. Okay. It's not how it goes. It's not how it goes. And some people are saying, Rich, I think you're a little off because I don't, you know, just because he's gone, just because he's not dead. Nobody knows. People are trying to tell me, oh, we've seen his special train that he's in. Yeah, the North Korean leader has a very special train. It's like a pretty pimped out train because the leader of North Korea has great stuff while the rest of his people starve. His train has been parked for a week off the coast. Oh, but he sent a special letter to the workers of the workers of the tourist zone. Oh, so the Kim regime sent a letter out? Oh my gosh, that totally proves that he's alive.